This goes to Troy Novak, PAC, fax 989-583-1914. And Dr. Watson, WATSON, fax 989-583-1524, regarding Robert Nyman. It's NIE, M like Mary, A, N like November. Date of birth 12/30/1952. Dear Troy and Dr. Watson, this is a follow-up visit with Mr. Nyman with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and diabetic nephropathy. His last visit was March 13th of this year. Since that time, he had a cardiac catheterization and then had cardioversion for atrial fibrillation. Since that time, he's been on Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day. He's having no bleeding side symptoms since he's been started on the Eliquis. He is feeling better. He has much less dyspnea on exertion, but he does complain of a burning pain that's epigastric and tends to radiate up his esophagus area while he exercises. And that does resolve with rest. He does have a follow-up visit with Dr. Watson this month, so he will be reviewing that with Dr. Watson. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Dyspnea on exertion is markedly improved, no orthopnea or PND, no edema, and urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight Losartan, 50 milligram once a day. He has not been taking the sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligram once a day, but his wife will go home and check to see if they have the prescription at home still, and he will start taking that again for the low carbon dioxide levels on labs. He does not recall any side effects from that particular med. But he didn't really understand why he needed it. Physical exam, weight 197 pounds, and that is a 7-pound decrease over the last 4 months. Pulse is 74. Blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff, is 130/80. His neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. No murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 28th, 2023. Creatinine is 2.5, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 27. Albumin 4.5, calcium 9.3, sodium 141, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide is 17, and when he was on the bicarb, he was 23. Phosphorus is 3.6, hemoglobin 15.1 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of chronic kidney disease, no indication for dialysis. 2, coronary artery disease with recent cardiac catheterization. His dyspnea on exertion did improve, but his he still has some troubling symptoms with exertion that start out like heartburn but radiate up his chest. also, recent atrial fibrillation, which was corrected with cardioversion. The Eliquis, usually we decrease the dose when their estimated GFR is less than 30. So the recommended dose for Eliquis is 2.5 milligram twice a day. So to continue that, that would be the recommended dosage. And we will continue monthly lab studies, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.